Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current conditions and support provided to local communities by the Kansas City and Omaha districts. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I'm Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. The force mute function may not work on all phones, so if necessary, please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. There'll be a question and answer session at the end of the call. The agenda includes the National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center with an update of river stages, river forecasts, weather forecasts. Mike Doolin with Kansas City District will provide an update on Kansas City District's flooding response. Chris Perzer with the Kansas City District will provide an update on operations at tributary projects. Spencer Giles in the Omaha District Emergency Management Branch will provide an update on flooding response and recovery process, as well as current system releases from Gavin's Point Dam. After these updates, we'll receive updates from state emergency managers or departments of transportation with any information on closures or impacts. We do not have a commander on the line today for opening remarks, so I'm just going to thank everyone for joining us and let you guys know that we will not hold a call tomorrow. We will hold a call on Monday. That will be our last ad hoc call. And then on Thursday, July 11th, we will hold our regularly scheduled monthly update from the Missouri River Water Management Division. And we will make time for each of the emergency management offices in the Omaha and Kansas City District to provide updates at that time. Monday will be the last ad hoc call of this flood event, unless, of course, we get more rain. With that, we're going to find out from Lisa Holtz, are we going to get more rain? Lisa.
All right, thanks. So with no significant rain falling over the lower Missouri River Basin over the past 24 hours, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into the current river conditions along the Missouri River. These forecasts do described here on this page in the next slide do contain 24 hours of future precipitation. So all locations along the Missouri River have now actually crested and are beginning to slowly fall. The river has now fallen below flood stage all the way through Nebraska City, as this location fell below flood stage just this morning. Brownville is now in minor flood category and is expected to fall below flood stage on Sunday. Rulo is currently still in moderate flood category, but will be in minor category later today and fall below flood stage Sunday night. At St. Joseph, the river is still in moderate flood category and expected to fall below flood stage overnight Sunday into Monday. Downstream at Waverly, Missouri, jumping to the next slide, it is still in minor flood category and will fall below flood stage on Tuesday morning. Glasgow crested early this morning and is still in moderate flood category. It is expected to fall below flood stage on Monday. Brownville has been experiencing a very broad crest in minor flood category over the past day or so, and the river is forecasted to fall below flood on Monday evening. Jefferson City will remain in the moderate flood category for a few more hours today before falling into the minor category and then falling below flood stage overnight Sunday night into Monday. And finally, at Herman, Missouri, the river is now in minor flood category and expected to fall below flood stage on Tuesday. So that's all good news. And then looking forward over the next 5 days, we do have a couple of days that we could see some thunderstorms that continue across the region. And remember that locally higher amounts are always possible in these thunderstorms and likely to happen. As for the day one forecasted precipitation, which includes today through Sunday morning, there is a heavy band of precipitation that is forecasted across to central to eastern Nebraska and through the Omaha area that extends down into southwest Iowa. 1 to 1.5 inches of forecast are forecasted across this area. On day two, Sunday into Monday morning, forecast is scattered thunderstorms across Missouri and Kansas with amounts up to 1 inch possible, but we are not expecting any broad areas of precipitation with that event. On day three and four, which is Monday through Wednesday morning, most of the Missouri River Basin is actually expected to remain dry, but there is a boundary that will be sitting just on the very southern edge of the Missouri River Basin in Missouri that is going to be bringing precipitation just outside the Missouri Basin in southern Missouri over those 2 days. So if that boundary would happen to shift north, we could see some stuff up into the lower end of the Missouri and Osage, but that is not the current forecast at this time, just kind of something to keep an eye on. And then on day five, which would be Wednesday into Thursday morning, outside of the isolated thunderstorm across the lower portion of the basin, we are mostly expected to be staying dry. This additional precipitation over these next 5 days are not expected to have any significant impacts on the Missouri River itself. So that's all I have for today.
Thanks, Lisa. And over to Mike Doolin.
Hey, Mike Doolin here. That was all good news, Lisa. Appreciate the update. Mike Doolin, Emergency Management Specialist for the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. There's been no change in our EOC status. Stages along the river are trending down, so we will remain at level three emergency watch until floodwaters have receded. The U.S. Coast Guard will let river closures expire tomorrow, Sunday, July 7th, from mile marker 366 to 29. That's that stretch from Kansas City to St. Charles. Our flood fight team is on standby today in the Glasgow area, but remain ready to provide technical assistance throughout the weekend. Current river observations show that Rulo, Nebraska is quickly trending down and should enter minor flood stage today. The gauge has gone down 2 feet since this time yesterday when we reported. In Holt County, water should be off the levee systems up there when the river moves down to around 17 feet. That'll take all water off the tow. East of Kansas City, river levels continue to trend down. However, high water will persist through the weekend, causing loading on levee systems. Based on the latest data from the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center, no levees are forecast to overtop within the next 72 hours. Zero non-federal levee systems are expected to have 2 foot of freeboard or less. That's down 19 from yesterday. So we're seeing a gain in freeboard on our levee systems throughout the district. 43 non-federal levee systems are expected to have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard over the next 3 days as that floodwater moves on out of the system. All federal levee systems in the district will have 5 foot or greater of freeboard. There's been no change in request for direct assistance. We have issued a total of 11,000 sandbags for this flood event. So next week, if the threat from floodwaters has passed, which it sounds like it's going to, we're going to start the process preparing requests for assistance letters to send out to for levee rehabilitation. And we'll send those out to all sponsors that participate in our PL 8499 program for levee sponsors. So once we declare an end to the flood event, you'll have 30 days to submit a request for assistance letter to us. To be eligible, your levee system must be active, in active status in the PL 8499 program. Damages to the levee must be flood related or caused by flooding and exceed an estimated amount of $15,000 in repair costs to be eligible. Until then, our EOC will remain activated and ready to provide technical and direct assistance. If you need to reach us at any time, you can call us at 816-426-6320. If it's after hours, just leave your name and a callback number and we will return the call. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. And Chris Perzer.
Hi, Eileen. Good afternoon, everybody. Kansas City District Lake Projects Water Management update for today is as follows. We're here with the first of four slides. Changes are indicated in bold type and further emphasized here and there with a splash of color. You can see that so yesterday, no change from what was briefed. Today, Saturday, July 6th, no change at Truman, but now we're, because conditions have improved, we're increasing releases at Tuttle Creek in the Kansas Basin, and we continue to monitor conditions on the Missouri River at Waverly and Herman, because they're control points for our releases. For the next 24-hour period, you can see there for Sunday, we anticipate that we will be able to continue to increase releases. So if we go to the next slide, again, the slide and the two that followed are just reference slides. This slide provides links to report information regarding our district lakes that might be of interest. The circle there, the NWK Daily Reservoir Report, documents that water is accumulating in a routine manner into flood control storage within most reservoirs across the district's area of operations. Briefed out yesterday that release of these waters from storage might begin on or about Monday. However, as you just heard, conditions along the river have improved perhaps more rapidly than we had anticipated. So consequently, releases can begin today at some projects. If we go to the next slide, so this is slide 3 and slide 4 for me, and they provide a little more insight on the lake projects, their relative location within their watersheds. And you can see this is a schematic of the Kansas River system, stick diagram. You can see the Kansas River is indicated there in light blue, flowing left to right. And on the right side, you got the Missouri River flowing top to bottom. And just the relative locations of the reservoirs. The black dots represent stream gauges, the USGS stream gauges, river gauges, along the way that we use to monitor and meter flows. And if we go to the next slide, this is the same construction. This is for the Osage River system, and I've identified there the location of Harry Truman. And you can see there its relation to the other projects in the watershed. And you can see the Osage River there flows from, it's a little bit busier, but water flows from Truman to the right and runs through St. Thomas. There's a critical gauge there on the Osage River. And then the whole Osage dumps into the Missouri River, and then downstream there at Herman, that's our other critical gauge. So those are the gauges that we monitor. With that, this concludes my report for Saturday, July 6th. So thank you. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks, Chris. And Spencer Giles, Omaha District.
Good afternoon. This is Spencer Giles, Emergency Management Chief for the Army Corps of Engineers, Omaha District. We continue to maintain our activation status at level 2 partial activation, but have returned to normal non-emergency schedule of 7:30 to 4 o'clock Monday through Fridays. Now, as always, we remain available 24 hours daily for emergencies. The releases from Gavin's Point remain at 13,000 cubic feet per second, and those will continue to be assessed regularly. In the last 24 hours, we've ended our active levee surveillance. We have retained a deployable surveillance team in an on-call status through the weekend should levee performance concerns occur. As we begin transitioning to recovery, we'll remain in contact with our levee sponsors to assess damages and determine rehabilitation needed. As Mike laid out, the timelines for Kansas District are the same across the program, and we'll be reminding our sponsors of all of that, as well as what Mike had laid out earlier. The Omaha District emergency number is 402-995-2448, which is monitored 24/7 to connect callers with our emergency management staff. Please provide contact information and brief description of the event, and our watch officer will return a call as quickly as possible. In summary, we continue working closely with all of our partners as we shift our focus to the recovery phase of this event. That concludes my remarks. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you, Spencer. And just go through the states, see if we've got updates from Iowa. Kansas. Missouri.
Good afternoon, Eileen. This is Jim Remlard from SEMA. Nothing to report for us. We had no resource request. Just appreciate the cooperative spirit from USAGE and the information you all provided. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
I was going to say, Joe.
I'm here. So we were able to open the Route 100 between Chamois and Herman. So that route's reopened. We still have the two other closures, 179 near Sandy Hook, and then the 111 up there in Atchison Holt. And then we have 23 other road closed due to floodings, but the only the two associated with the Missouri River.
All right. Thanks, Joe. State of Nebraska. And South Dakota. Okay, if anyone on the line has questions, you can put that in the chat or raise your hand. Okay. I'll run through the states quickly here. It looks like we're pretty much talking to each other, but that's all right. We'll still put the recording up and hopefully those who need the information can get it. State of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota. Any final comments or remarks? Okay, as a reminder, we will not have a call tomorrow. We will have a call on Monday, and I will send notifications out with reminders. And then the next call, which will be July 11th. So we'll have a call Monday, July 8th. That will be our last ad hoc call. And then on Thursday, July 11th, we will have our regularly scheduled monthly water management update and include information from our emergency management offices. With that, I will conclude today's call. Thank you everyone for joining us.